won the first Republican presidential debate. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Opinions differ. You can find people saying it was at least six of the eight candidates on stage in Milwaukee on Fox.
Over the course of 2 hours, Republican presidential hopefuls crystallized key divisions on immigration, abortion, and foreign policy.
You are making America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy.
Former South Carolina governor and U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley saying that to entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy. As the two debated continued USA to Ukraine, something Haley supports, Haley also had a back and forth with former Vice President Mike Pence and the political workability of a federal abortion ban he supports. In Milwaukee, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Former President Trump's expected to be arrested for the fourth time today, turning himself in on charges he tried to illegally overturn his election loss in Georgia.
9 of the 19 defendants in the Georgia election case have now surrendered in Fulton County. Yesterday, Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell were booked and had their mugshots taken. One-time Trump attorney Jenna Ellis is flashing a big grin. Now, former President Donald Trump reacting to the events in Georgia, saying the greatest mayor in the history of New York City was just arrested in Atlanta, Georgia, because he fought for election integrity.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden says he doesn't know what happened, but says he's not surprised the leader of the Wagner mercenary groups reported killed in a plane crash in Russia.
A Russian aviation agency confirms Yevgeny Prigozhin was on the jet, as a passenger list showed. His death means none of the 10 people on board survived. Prigozhin led a short-lived uprising of the Wagner group against Russian President Vladimir Putin that abruptly ended. Putin called the rebellion an act of treason.
Fox's Colonel Scott. Pre-trial detention in Russia is extended through November through for the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. He was arrested in March, accused of spying. America's listening to Fox News.
36,000, 25, 1. These are the three numbers to remember to get the visibility and control you need instantly. 36,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses close their books in days, not weeks. 1, because NetSuite is everything you need all in one place. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist for free at netsuite.com/today.
That's Mike saying good morning. It's the best he can do right now. Yeah, not a cloud in the sky. What Mike could use is a fresh start. And Irish Spring Body Wash. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset Mike needs. Now he's ready
to go to work.
It's Sunday. Irish Spring. When the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring today.
State college employees in Florida are now required to be fired for using a restroom of their non-birth gender for a second time after a warning if they've been asked to leave under a new rule approved by the Florida Education Department. City leaders in San Francisco are asking a court to allow homeless encampment sweeps to continue.
A federal court will decide whether to uphold a lower court order preventing San Francisco from clearing homeless encampments.
The Homeless Coalition has held San Francisco hostage for decades. It is time for their reign to end.
City Mayor London Breed argues officials need to maintain the authority to keep streets clean and help the unhoused.
We invest billions of dollars into helping people who are homeless.
Hundreds rallying for and against the ordinance after a judge blocked it, siding with advocates who say there aren't enough shelter beds for the homeless. The city appealing. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Turkey's central bank raises its key interest rate to 25%, a 7.5% increase meant to drive down inflation by making borrowing more expensive. That's nearly five times the interest rate set by the U.S. Federal Reserve, and that's the highest here in 22 years. Instead of a ticket, a spanking for a driver in Michigan.
18-year-old Zach Walker decided to burn some rubber while cruising in Pontiac, Michigan. Unfortunately for him, right in front of an Oakland County Reserve deputy who pulled him over and then gave him a smack on the behind.
I put my hands behind my back and he goes, no, bend over.
Walker remains nonplussed about it, saying his parents never spared the rod when he was little. But the sheriff's department says it is looking into the cop's actions. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
New York Yankees break a 9-game losing streak, beating Washington 9-1. Aaron Judge hit 3 home runs in a game for the first time. The last time the Yankees lost 10 games in a row was in 1913. Angel star Shohei Ohtani has a torn elbow ligament. He won't pitch again this season. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Closing arguments expected to start in the perjury trial of the longtime chief of staff of former Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan. Tim Mapes charged with lying to a grand jury in the federal probe that led to Madigan's indictment last year in a racketeering case. Mapes served as Madigan's chief of staff from 1991 until June 2018. An Illinois home health care provider being ordered to pay more than $324,000 in back wages and damages. Order is part of the Department of Labor's effort to recover overtime denied to 159 healthcare workers at Destiny Healthcare Services. Investigators determined the company's owner and administrator didn't keep accurate records or hours worked. With the heat wave in Champaign-Urbana, several towns throughout the region opening cooling centers to help people stay cool from the triple-digit heat indices. People can find relief from the heat at the Department of Human Services, West Anthony Drive, and Champaign County Public Health District on West Kenyon Road. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, thank you, 706. Morning, Diane.
Good morning.
There's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. And
a little bit of fog today.
Well, it's more like the car sweating.
Right.
I mean, you have to keep the... So, yeah, you got to keep the wipers kind of rolling here this morning. Couldn't get the mirrors cleared up. Then they... That's just the humidity
again.
It's the dew points that are just out of control. Actually, we've kind of mixed down slightly drier air, but yeah, you're just running right smack dab into condensation. I mean, we had an 81 degree dew point yesterday afternoon for a time. That's like Central American type air. So
Central America, Nicaragua,
that place too.
El Salvador and all that. All right, well, feels like it. Weather brought to you this morning by Carl.
Hey, Carl reminds you, always looking to improve their team. If you're into healthcare or even the tech side, boy, there's a lot of great opportunities and opportunities for growth too. Carl.org/careers.
That's our meteorologist, Greg Sawyer, who understands what dew point means, and we're seeing it on the vehicles, and you got the wipers on alternate kind of because just doesn't keep up. This is short-lived, I think, huh?
Yeah, this should be the apex of it all in some areas, probably to the north and west. That was the story yesterday. To the east, we're getting some complications. It's unusual, you know, in August, mid to late August, to come up with this. If you're going to have a heat wave, this is kind of an unusual setup. So it just takes the slightest little wiggle or jiggle or drop in temperature or wind shift at the surface or up aloft or a passing high mid-level cloud to kind of set things on edge around here. And we're watching some thunderstorms and some kind of almost like a backdoor cool front working out of eastern Indiana, may come in contact with southern Lake Michigan, then begin to drive on southward. So some of our areas north of Champaign and Champaign County might get a little relief later on this afternoon. But I tell you, you get up to Chicago, already 83 degrees there, out and down south towards, let's say St. Louis, urban heat island effect, 83 there currently. Meanwhile, Ohio and parts of western Pennsylvania, lower lakes region getting bombed, and there are actually some rain shower activity working its way from east to west into parts of central Indiana. So these little mechanisms and some high-level cloud might actually corrupt some of these temperatures as the day wears on today. 74 at Willard and Savoy, same at Rantoul over at Penfield as well. 76 at Danville. Dew points for now at about 71 to 75 degrees. They'll climb further along with a high today. We think about 98, maybe a little bit less temperature involved to the east where there may be a thunderstorm this afternoon east of the Wabash River here in Champaign County, though. Nothing going on. Heat index value 112 to 115. That's what's going on. Use care and caution. Will turn into a little bit of a gustier southwest wind this afternoon. Maybe a thunderstorm here locally or north after midnight tonight. Better odds east into Indiana down to about 75. Southwest winds turn to the west-northwest, then quickly into the northeast tomorrow. But that's only cool front number one. 92 tomorrow. An isolated thunderstorm around early and late. Secondary cool front down tomorrow night late with a low of 67. And there comes the cooler, drier air Saturday morning, highs up to 85 there. 79 on Sunday, upper 70s, low 80s Monday to Friday next week. And we are moving back into another extended dry spell here in East Central Illinois. For Stevie Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hi, buddy. Thank you very much. Debate last night, first Republican debate held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
My first reaction is, boy, did they all get the memo on the red tie when they walked out on stage? They all look the same.
Well, because the world is now red and blue.
I see.
So you can't show up with a yellow tie. You can't go blue, obviously. He's a Democrat. And this was an opportunity, really, for the eight people that got on stage last night to be seen and to kind of get a name going. Had Donald Trump been there, you wouldn't have known who they were, because it would have been all focused on the former president. Well, I mean, who won the thing last? I don't know if anybody watched it. Priority one was watching the Louisville Bats play.
Okay, how'd that go with Jacob being called up to AAA?
Jacob drove for 4.5 hours to Louisville.
Yes.
And ended up starting the game.
Wonderful.
Batting number two and had a good game.
Okay, great.
He immediately contributed, and the Louisville Bats beat the Toledo Mud Hens, which is now my favorite team. The Louisville Bats is my favorite team.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm happy for Chattanooga, but now I'm a Louisville Bat fan. For as many days as my future son-in-law will play in AAA baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I was watching all that, and then I had taped the debate, but then Louisville won their game. I think it was 10-6 or 10-7. Anyway, so I watched the debate live, and it was a dumpster fire for a few minutes because it was really hard to control. And I've interviewed both Brett Baer and Martha McCallum. I just think it would be very difficult. Because when you invoke my name, I get 30 seconds. Well, they were after Vivek, I think it's officially Vivek
Ramaswamy.
Yep. Indian descent, mm-hmm. like from India.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents came here, 30 years ago with nothing. And he's started billion-dollar companies, which is not easy.
That's a good American story.
Well, it is. And so he had energy, and I think by most accounts, he won the debate last night. Ron DeSantis kind of lays there a little bit. I mean, I think he's done a good job. I think the bottom line is, I don't think this matters, because I think it's Donald Trump unless somehow he doesn't run. I just don't see anybody doing that. Chris Christie is going to be the bulldog in this thing as long as he can.
Yeah.
Next debate in September, you have to have 3% support. This one was 2%. And then you have to have 50,000 unique donations.
Okay.
So I don't think we'll see Asa Hutchinson and Doug Burgum again. That was a North Dakota governor and former Arkansas governor. I don't think they'll make the next one.
Former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley looked good in the white outfit.
I think Nikki probably came up second overall. I think the consensus, some people thought Nikki won. But they were talking over each other, and the crowd was raucous. It was the biggest ever for a debate.
Okay. 5,000
people
filling
the auditorium in Milwaukee. So it was really...
How about former Vice President Mike Pence?
I thought he was too aggressive.
It really?
It didn't fit his thing.
That's unlike him.
I'm sure, listen, the only people that absolutely make bank on all this are the consultants. No, you got to get in there. You got to show America, And then you're listening to all the consultants and you forget what you are.
Right.
And Vivek, I think he's his own guy. I like the outsider thing because I've been pretty disgruntled with Washington, Republicans and Democrats for about a decade. And so that's how you got Donald Trump. And Vivek has just got freshness there. And he talks more like, oh, I get that.
Uh-huh.
The other folks dance around because they're politicians.
Well, one of the things I just saw on some of the highlights this morning on the TV was fatherless was in quotation.
Well, Vivek talked about it. He said, we're paying women more to have no husband and have more babies.
Yep.
He said, that's wrong.
I saw it for myself in Champaign at like a Dollar Tree or something that's now out of business, where the woman was just saying, I think I'm going to have more babies because, she wanted more money, essentially. She's talking it over with the clerk there.
Help me.
Wow.
Help me.
We're doing our family planning here.
It's not very much money either. Was it $200 a month or something?
I think so.
It's crazy to think. People think like that, where they have more children without a dad, and they get more money from the government. Tell me, how does that... Anyway.
Ramaswamy's 38. Are we looking at the age of these candidates, too?
Well, and Mike Pence said, we don't need a president that's too old or too young. And he jumped in. And then Nikki Haley hit him pretty hard. It was kind of hard to hear because they're both talking. He says, you have no foreign policy, and it shows... Because everybody had their pockets. Everybody had their people there.
Uh-huh.
So they were yelling.
Okay.
The Drudge Report, for whatever you think of the Drudge Report, had Vivek winning.
Okay.
And second was Nikki Haley.
Well, and Pence said it's not a time for on-the-job training, too, with a hit for some of the rookies that were on stage.
Well, so. There's no question, but it's just, I don't think it matters. I think it's Donald Trump for the Republican Party. unless somehow he's disqualified because of legal issues. I don't know. I don't think all that's been tested yet. So
Christie took a shot at Ramaswamy saying he sounded like ChatGPT.
And he also said he reminds me of a young skinny guy named Obama, which, you know, some people say, okay, yeah, we like Obama.
Yeah.
But he said amateur.
I see.
We'll see how much an amateur that Barack Obama was for 8 years, but he got elected twice.
Yeah, and quite a public speaker. I mean, every time he spoke, I was riveted, no matter what he was saying.
He was a great speaker. Mm-hmm. I think he has a great tone and all those right. things that are pretty important for a public official. All right, sports headlines.
St. Louis beat Pittsburgh. The final was 6-4, and we've got your Redbird recap.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. In Pittsburgh yesterday, the Cardinals and the Pirates played a 3-hour, 6-minute game, but tack on 1 hour, 32 minutes in a rain delay in the sixth inning. And it was a long day at the park, but the Cardinals won out 6-4.
Always worth it when you pick up a win after a long rain delay, and the Cardinals did just that. They were able to close out the series, at least picking up a win in Pittsburgh yesterday, and it was Zach Thompson who got the win. He pitched very, very well in his 5 innings of work, only gave up 2 runs. Jojo Romero picked up the save. He's been outstanding. A lot of good offensive performances. Richie Palacios with 3 hits. He's really playing well.
He was on base with a walk, and the Cardinals were able to score a run in the 9th inning when Mason Wynn beat out a throw at first base, avoiding a double play. The Cardinals needed that because the Pirates scored in the 9th.
A huge run late, so important. It gave the Cardinals the victory, and congratulations to Mason Wynn.
The Cardinals won it 6-4. Miles Michaelis will pitch tomorrow night here in Philadelphia. We're on the air at 5:10.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Cubs over Detroit 6-4. They've got a game against Pittsburgh now with a 6:05 start, and you'll hear the action over on US 105.9. Cody Bellinger with a good game.
Big spot right here. Bellinger waiting for the 0-1. I'll swing it up, liner up the middle. That's going to be a base hit, and 2 runs are going to score. Cubs lead 3-0.
Yep, they got to keep doing that. They're in the wild card right now. They just got to keep her going.
Sounds great. Chicago White Sox beat Seattle in 10 innings. That final was 5-4. And they'll start up a series against the Oakland A's now. Chicago White Sox had some administration changes. I know we talked about it off the air a little bit about the VP Ken Williams, who's really been with the organization since 92, and GM Rick Hahn being fired from the owner Jerry Reisdorf. Yesterday in Sedoris, when I was eating supper at Buford's, it brought up that, is Chicago White Sox leaving Chicago?
I haven't heard that.
Okay, I hadn't either.
Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
And they remind you they've got a free fitness week approaching. If you'd like to tap into that and map out your plan, you could just visit their website, urbanaparks.org.
Check your Fox Business Minute, see how these markets are looking today. Stand by.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonoran, Champaign, and vicinity. Hopefully made it through A-OK yesterday. Another equally, if not more challenging day's worth of weather for the day-to-day. Very hot, oppressively humid. The excessive heat warning continues on. Up to 98. Heat index value is 112 to 115 and a gusty southwest wind. We are watching a boundary up over the south end of Lake Michigan, curling back to a disturbance in through eastern Indiana and Ohio. Big rain and storms there. We may pop a thunderstorm with that backdoor cool front later on tonight, after midnight in particular. Low down to 75, a muggy one. Tomorrow still hot and humid, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm chance both morning and late afternoon. Up to 92 as winds turn into the northeast. Well, bottom out in the 60s tomorrow night. Better for the weekend. Cooler, less humid on Saturday. Partly sunny and 85. Up to about 79 to 80 on Sunday. And upper 70s and lower 80s. High temperatures. A comfortable weather pattern Monday to Thursday of next week. Little or no rain in the forecast as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
S&P 500 futures are climbing the morning after NVIDIA crushes Wall Street earnings estimates. Shares of the AI chipmaker are surging some 8% ahead of the opening bell. And China has banned seafood imports from Japan, which has started its controversial process of releasing nuclear radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean. Chinese customs authorities say the ban is immediate and will affect all imports of aquatic products, including seafood. The Japanese government and Tokyo Electric Power Company, which operated the Fukushima plant, have promised that the water is safe for humans and that they'll monitor the continuing release to make sure the radioactive material doesn't exceed international standards. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Listen to the all-new Brett Baer Podcast featuring Common Ground, talking to lawmakers weekly from opposite sides of the political spectrum about the issues of the day and how Americans can find common ground in a politicized world.
That's just not happening on Capitol Hill. It takes leadership, right?
Yeah, it absolutely does.
Along with all your Brett Baer favorites like The Campaign, The Candidates, The All-Star Panel, and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Great to talk with Fayon about driving and delivering for Pepsi-Cola Champagne Urbana Bottling.
Come home every day. It pays very, very well, especially for a truck driver. They're very understanding. It's just a great company all around. They're always eager to help. And you off on the weekends. The company in general is just a great company. Very family-oriented. Comes in, check on you, see if you like it. Always asking questions, trying to see if you need any help. Pretty dope.
Sound appealing? Join the Pepsi team. Equal opportunity employer. Visit PepsiColaCU.com.
All right, 722. It is going to be hot. It is humid. This is the worst one. It's like, I don't know, 95 to 100 today. Mm-hmm. Heat index way higher. You're telling me off the air there's policy for what?
Well, people have to take breaks if they're working outside.
Well, we've known that for about
100. I know, but now the government's getting involved.
What does the government have to do with people? It's common sense. If you have a company and your guys are out there at 2 in the afternoon, it's probably not smart today.
Right. That's why they're starting early.
Start early. But again, what in the world is a government? Are you kidding me? Will you please come feed me? I want a steak for lunch. So get the fork, cut it for me, and put it in my mouth. I don't need you.
Right.
It's crazy. I don't need the government. The companies are smart. And people that work for the state or anybody else out there, roofers are going to take care of their guys.
Right.
I don't need your help on this. Thank you, though. What would Ronald Reagan say? The 9 most dangerous words: I'm from the government, I'm here to help.
Right.
I don't need you on this. Good golly. Common sense, my friends. Yes. A lot of water.
Stay hydrated.
I talk to guys daily that are outside. It's brutal.
It is.
I mean, it really is. And even for the fittest of them, you've just got to be smart and you got to hydrate like crazy. And
that's
the
right.
Foreman's got to take care of his guys.
That's right. And, you know, if you need to, you turn on your vehicle, you get the AC going, you take your break. You get more water. You know how to do this.
That's exactly right. And you know, you don't need the government coming out and said, hey, it's slippery, so here are the new policies. What the world?
I just stepped into the U.S. Department of Labor and the Safety and Health Administration and some of the different things they're saying that we're dealing with this excessive heat warning today. So just do what you know what to do. Of course, check on the elderly and the babies, your pets, all of that. Can't stand being in the car, of course. It's all essentially common sense, but we need to actually do it and check on each other.
All right, so be careful out there today. Mm-hmm. All right, so we got John Decker coming up. Great television. White House correspondent. I believe he was in the crowd last night. So he'll talk to us from Milwaukee this morning and get his take on what happened. This is the Nikki Haley that people are talking about and slamming Vivek Ramaswamy on no foreign policy experience.
Under your watch, so you will make America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the pointless wars you've gotten into.
This is my first time in a political debate, and I am thrilled with how it came out. We over-exceeded my expectation.
Yeah, I think he probably did, but the bottom line is he's new. I'm sick of politicians. Many are. I'm looking for somebody that's going to be honest, good luck with that one.
Because right, and the empty promises.
Well, you just spin everything on why stuff can't... You know, there's certain things... Is it three branches of government? So you do need a little help along the way. You can't, you're not king. You have to work. And whether people can actually get stuff done, we're so divided. It is an unbelievably divided electorate right now. But Vivek represents kind of the person that is different and isn't part of it, all of that. Not from the swamp. And, you know, and I think we're all a little bit leery for good reason.
Right.
Because both parties have messed up our immigration for about five decades. And so we got an open border, and we're talking about helping Ukraine and everything else. And you know, this whole feeling of we're the policemen of the world is a tough one. But yet you don't want something to build. But right now the concern is Russia and China bonding, and that's bad.
Yeah.
That's a formidable force. And of course the guy that started this coup in Russia, his plane blew up last night.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it was just an accident, Diane. There's no worries. It just kind of came out of the sky. A wing fell off or something.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was the guy that had that uprising, yes. And he was going to take over. As a yes. Then he disappeared, and then his plane blew up.
Yeah, I saw a special on him on 60 Minutes. That's a fascinating story. That guy got up there and was rallying people.
Yeah, well, he's not rallying anymore, so he's gone. So that's kind of how it works in Russia and China. You don't do that. Otherwise, they can be a little bit patient, but they kind of know where you are. So that's that story. And so what to do? I mean, you're just getting tired of spending $50-100 billion to support Ukraine. Is that a winnable deal?
I'm probably going to butcher the name, but Russian mercenary Yevgeny Prigozhin.
I think that's close.
Appeared to be fine on radar until the last 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think that kind of happens from time to time in Russia.
Until the last 30 seconds, it says. So.
Yeah, right. Okay, so John Decker will be next. We'll talk to him about the debate. You're welcome. I mean, did you have a winner last night? Did you watch the debate? That's question one. Or was there a AAA baseball game you're more interested in? 217-359-2255.
Well, Steve's comment is, I don't think Pence answered a single question that was asked of him. That's the thing. People pivot so much in these things.
Well, some people, I mean, I'm sure Mike Pence has consultants and stuff, but he came off a little aggressive. You don't expect that. But then they said, well, they think you're passive. So so he was jumping. And it was like, that doesn't sound like Mike Pence.
That's kind of why I liked it.
Well, Scott Walker, you know, the former governor of Wisconsin, was talking kind of pregame last night. He said, well, I listened to all the consultants, and that was my downfall. And then you forget who you are.
Right.
And to me, some of the Ron DeSantis lines were very well rehearsed. You know, Vivek looked pretty natural. Chris Christie looks natural. He's just out to get Trump. So
right.
I wouldn't get on stage with Chris Christie because he's just trying for a moment.
Yeah.
And I think...
But he won't be VP.
Who? Chris Christie?
Right.
No.
If Trump wins.
No,
well, that's, I think, the position for a lot of these people.
Well, they're not going to tell you that. Tim right. Scott, I like Tim Scott, but, you know, he was, again, is kind of a melee at times. Nikki Haley, again, I've always liked Nikki Haley. I liked her line. It says, if you want someone to speak, ask a man. If you want somebody to get it done, ask a woman.
Excellent.
And I'm not arguing with that at all.
Carolina texted in at 359-2255. Did not watch! Exclamation point.
Okay, all right. And you're tired, and you probably decided what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, again, if you're voting for Joe Biden, it's because you hate Trump. You're not voting for Joe Biden. It's like you're not actually supportive of what he's done. I trust. It's just anti-Trump vote. So. I kind of guess that's where we are, but you can't think Joe Biden. I'm
kitchen dying. Fire reference in Maui really bothered me. Into my sleep last night, tossing and turning, bothered me.
Yeah, he spoke about a fire and how he was worried about losing everything, and it was a kitchen fire.
And his
fire.
Corvette.
He talked about his Corvette right. Might get burned. No, it was just unbelievable. No, listen, you can't.
I mean,
we can't find
nearly 1,000 people in Hawaii.
You're talking about the president of the free world, and you wouldn't have him dog sit for you. You'd be afraid the dogs would get out. Anyway, John Decker's coming up next. ESPN. I'm not. It's just stunning.
Take a breath.
John Decker coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, champagne.com.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop with the first Republican debate exclusively on Fox News. Eight Republicans on the stage.
We saw those candidates out there talking about policy and really trying to connect one-on-one with voters and trying to show off their personalities out there on that stage. If we did it, that's to be seen today as America is waking up and kind of reflecting on how things went out there and figuring who they liked, because some people said this was going to be really their first impression for some of those candidates.
Fox's Alexis McAdams in Milwaukee. Many topics on the table, from abortion to spending to the charges against Donald Trump, who will surrendered today in Georgia, accused of election meddling by a state prosecutor, and Ukraine.
Today, Ukraine is not a priority for the United States of America.
That's Vivek Ramaswamy. Ukraine celebrates its 32nd Independence Day today. In a statement, President Biden vows unwavering and enduring support in their war against Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Officers in Urbana are asking for help in identifying a man accused of stealing more than $8,000 from a person's bank account. Urbana police said that the suspect appeared to use a fake ID to withdraw money from a victim's bank account. The photo suggests that suspect's a white man between the ages of 60 and 80. New law passed in Illinois allowing protection over the earnings of child social media stars. Under the law, people under 16 who are featured in family vlogs or other money-making content will have to get a percentage of the revenue it generates. Their parents will have to set aside that money until they turn 18. With a heat wave, several towns throughout the region opening cooling centers to help folks stay cool from the triple-digit heat indices. You can cool off at the Champaign Public Library, West Green Street, Urbana Free Library, 210 West Green Street, and Marketplace Mall on North Neal Street. Health officials say it's best to stay hydrated and be sure to check on your neighbors. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yep, Houlihan's has a big night tonight. It's patio play. That's what brings us our weather.
Right, jazz major students known as Spinner Parks Duo will be entertaining you for patio play from 6 to 8 at Houlihan's, First in St. Mary every Thursday. Take note of that $7 glass of wine special menu. Patio play 6 to 8 tonight.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Eastern Sonora, Champaign, and vicinity. Hopefully made it through A-OK yesterday. Another equally, if not more challenging day's worth of weather for the day today. Very hot, oppressively humid. The excessive heat warning continues on. Up to 98. Heat index value is 112 to 115 and a gusty southwest wind. We are watching a boundary up over the south end of Lake Michigan, curling back to a disturbance in through eastern Indiana and Ohio. Big rain and storms there. We may pop a thunderstorm with that backdoor cool front later on tonight, after midnight in particular. Low down to 75, a muggy one. Tomorrow, still hot and humid, partly cloudy, and isolated thunderstorm chance both morning and late afternoon. Up to 92 as winds turn into the northeast. Well, bottom out in the 60s tomorrow night. Better for the weekend. Cooler, less humid on Saturday. Partly sunny and 85. Up to about 79 to 80 on Sunday. And upper 70s and lower 80s. High temperatures, a comfortable weather pattern Monday to Thursday of next week. Little or no rain in the forecast as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Okay, day after. Debate last night in Milwaukee, and it's Thursday. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press row.
John Decker. John Decker.
Yes, even little children singing the song.
You know, I was riding with my son, Aiden. We listened to a lot of classic rock, and Queen's Bicycle came on, yeah. And Aiden says, that's the John Decker song.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It's John Decker, great television's White House correspondent, who is weary from all the work he's been doing for all the great television stations around America, in Milwaukee, because he was at this last night.
There you have it. Under your watch, so you the reality will make America less safe. You have no foreign policy experience, and it shows.
And you know what? The foreign policy experience that you all have shows in the point of
endless wars we've gotten into.
This is my first time in a political debate, and I am thrilled with how it came out. We overexceeded my expectation.
It is John Decker, who was there last night. At times, it felt on the TV like it was a melee. I expected the ding, 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 and the WWE,
right.
And here's The Rock. What was your take, Mr. Decker?
Yeah, I agree. You know, you wanted to see someone, a referee, just break it up. You know, let everybody go to your neutral corners. But that is not what happened last night. You know, I always think when you watch a debate, everybody has their own viewpoint. And so I am always interested in hearing other people's opinions because we see different things when we watch these debates. And so for me, I'll give you my opinion, but I thought it was a good night for, surprisingly, maybe because he wasn't on the debate stage, Donald Trump. Nothing changed in that debate last night, Stevie, to change his double-digit lead. He will still have a double-digit lead when the next polls come out post-debate. So in that respect, a good night for Donald Trump. I don't think it was a good night, correspondingly, for Ron DeSantis, because his job was trying to narrow that gap between himself and Donald Trump. And over the course of 2 hours, he didn't make any big mistakes, don't get me wrong, but he didn't do anything to move his numbers up. So he's, trailing Donald Trump by less percentage numbers than he is right now.
Ron DeSantis done a great job, been a good governor, but to me it was so prepared looking. I don't know if it was prepared, but it looked prepared. And I like the guy that's pretty good off the cuff. I don't care for him as a politician, and a lot of his stuff is Chris Christie. But I thought Nikki scored, and I thought Vivek, because I'm in the mood for something new. That's why I got Trump. I'm just tired. I don't think they've been an effective legislative body for years, and our government's not. I guess I don't like the end result. I don't want to see the sausage made, and I guess I don't like sausage. So I'm just telling you, Vivek is a guy that I have my eye on because I think he's exceedingly smart, fresh, and saying stuff I can understand.
Well, that's right. You know, again, you know, you either like that glibness that he has, and it's a great skill set that he has, or you don't. So it just cuts across how you view him as an individual, as a person. But yeah, he's super smart, super bright. That comes across without a doubt. He's a political neophyte, but you know, he held his own against all those professional politicians that were on that stage last night. He'll be at that next debate, which takes place September the 27th at the Reagan Library in California. I don't know if everybody on that debate stage will be at this next debate. The requirements for this next debate are a little stiffer. I think you have to have 3% in the polls, and that may rule out, you know, one or two or three people who were on that debate stage last night.
I must say Vivek will be second in the next poll. What do you think?
I think that he will narrow the gap for certain with Ron DeSantis. Can't say yet if it's going to be second place, but yeah, he'll move up, and DeSantis, his numbers will remain at least where they are, if not go down a little bit. And we've seen them go down a little bit. I think it's disappointing for him. It's disappointing for those who support his candidacy. You know, you are and have been your adult life a communicator, a professional communicator. And to me, when people ask me, who's the best communicator that you've ever seen? And to me, the answer is hands down, it's Oprah Winfrey. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. She communicates well because she talks to people. And the difference between her and someone else is, I think, people in similar positions, politicians, they talk at people. Ron DeSantis talks at you. He does not talk to you. And I think that hurts him. It hurts him in terms of delivering his message.
So, John and Stevie, Jake had texted in to 359-2255 on our Tapman's Towing phone line that he watched Trump on Twitter with Tucker, and it had 168 million views so far.
I heard.
Tucker's biggest viewing since was 48 million. Trump won the debate last night, was his comment.
Yeah, and I don't know what the ratings are going to be for Fox, but I can't think it'd be over 10 million. I don't think it's going to be ginormous. I think people are, you know, they want to hear about the guys, and then they're sick of it. You know, they just don't want to.
Right.
Do it. So I don't think it's going to be huge. But and again, I think the Twitter things, all due respect, I don't think that means they watched it. They clicked on it.
Right.
I don't know how.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know if they watched 45 minutes. I don't. Maybe they did, but I don't know.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right about that. You know, that number is a little bit misleading for that reason. And, you know, for all of those individuals who are just clicking on it, I don't think you're monetizing that if you're Tucker Carlson.
Right.
You know, I mean, not that he needs the money, but I don't think you're monetizing that in the same way that Fox News is monetizing having that debate last night. And as it relates to debate number two, I guarantee you that ratings will be less than what they were last night. There was a lot of curiosity factor for a lot of those on the stage last night. Now that you've, you know, scratched that itch, you move on, like you point out, Stevie. So I don't think the same numbers will be there for that debate in California.
Okay, so Joe Biden was in Maui. He made the reference to his kitchen fire. John, it was like fingernails on a chalkboard. It was so bad.
Yeah, I agree.
And I listen, agree. I don't know. I respect the office of the president. You know, I don't hate Joe Biden at all. I try not to hate anybody. I don't think anybody ought to hate anybody. But I'm just saying, I'm serious when I say I wouldn't let the president dog sit because I'm afraid he'd forget where the dogs are. I'm sorry. It's life. But so I got a guy here, and you can't vote for Joe Biden. You can vote against Trump. But I don't know how any Democrat can say, gosh, he's done such a good job. There's so many problems, I think.
Well, you know, look, I hate to go backwards in time, but just because you brought up this point, 2020 was an election that was all about Donald Trump, and Joe Biden won because he wasn't Donald Trump, and people voted against Donald Trump, and that's just the fact of the matter. Sometimes the people that work for Joe Biden can't get that through, you know, their head that, you know, that's the reason why Joe Biden won the presidency. You know, he's the same Joe Biden that got 1% in the polls when he ran for president in 2008 in Iowa. You know, that same person, and nothing really particularly special, but he was the one person in 2020 who could beat Donald Trump, I think, of all those Democrats that were running for the nomination. But look, you know, I mean, right now as things stand today, things can change. We're looking at a rematch, Biden versus Trump in 2024. Most, as was pointed out by someone on that debate stage last night, I think it was Nikki Haley, most Americans do not want this rematch. You know, for whatever reason, you know, they either don't want a rematch because they don't like Trump, or they don't want a rematch because they don't like Biden, or they don't like both. But that's what America likely will be dealing with as we look to the presidential election at this time next year.
Okay, but I still don't think Joe Biden will be the guy, John. You know a thousand million times more than me, but I just don't think he's going to – I don't think they can let him do this. I just don't.
Well, look, you know, a lot of things can change. I don't know the future. I don't know where the House Oversight Committee investigation goes, where the Hunter Biden investigation goes. I don't know where those criminal cases with Donald Trump goes. You know, all of those are unknown.
But you've been covering this stuff you've been there since the mid-90s, and you've never seen anything like this. This has never happened.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I agree. It is unbelievable. Nothing surprises me anymore. You know, I covered 4 years every day of Donald Trump. Nothing surprises me anymore about politics or about what may happen or what may not happen. So when you say, I don't think Joe Biden's going to be there being the nominee for Democrats, I don't dismiss what you're saying out of hand. Anything can happen, and that wouldn't surprise me if he, for whatever reason, says, you know what, I'm going to pass the baton to someone else in the Democratic Party to be the nominee. And, you know, to me, the strongest Democrat out there as a standard bearer would be Gavin Newsom. I don't think it's Kamala Harris. I think, you know, Gavin Newsom could appeal to all different parts of the Democratic Party and bring in some independents. And Kamala Harris, her numbers are just very low right now. It's hard to make a second impression, given the first impression that she's already made with so many voters.
I would play the Joe Biden thing, but it kept dying up last night, so I'm afraid I can't play that anymore.
You really can. Okay. It's fine.
Compare difficulties, but we have a little sense, Jill and I, what it's like to lose a home. Years ago, now 15 years ago, I was in Washington doing Meet the Press. It was a sunny Sunday, and lightning struck at home on a little lake. It's outside of our home, not a lake, a big pond, and hit a wire and came up underneath our home into the heating ducts, the air conditioning duct. To make a long story short, I almost lost my wife, my 67 Corvette.
The Hawaiian ukulele players are just staring. It just is. John, this is so bad. And yet, Diane said, well, what would you do? She told me yesterday off the air, she said, what would you do if you're his PR guy? I said, I'd quit.
Yeah, what would you do?
You have to leave.
I mean, or do you go up there and you get in front of the mic and say,
I got
sorry,
it.
We're done.
I would permanently dress as an Easter bunny. That's exactly what I would do. So I can go and just guide him through this thing and said, okay, honey, it's time for your nap.
Right.
Come on, man.
Something.
Come on, man.
Or you could just pull the plug on the mic, right?
That's option, yeah, right? That's what they did on Forrest Gump and all that, right?
So, yeah. So I've got the title. I've just bought John Ecker's book rights. I'm excited about that.
Witness, there you go.
Witness to history. Witness to history.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be 1,000. Uh-huh. It's going to be longer than the rise and fall of the Third Reich because you got so many good pictures. So,
right.
It's going to be a dandy when you finally put that big book together because you have since 95 and you've had so many stories of stuff. You were at Camp David the other day.
I was Camp David last Friday. That's right. Yeah. Very cool.
So it's amazing because your proximity to history, and again, unprecedented history where the United States of America, I believe the greatest nation ever conceived, and you're in the front row, and that's pretty cool. All right, so are you planning to go to the Reagan Library next month, or do you know yet?
I don't know yet. I doubt it. This one was the one you had to be at.
Yeah, right,
I saw so many people that I knew. At Fox from when I used to work there, but just from all these different news organizations here in Milwaukee over the course of the past few days, people hadn't seen it in a while. I mean, this is a rare thing. It makes you feel pretty good. When you have a U.S. senator coming up to you to say hi, that's pretty cool. And that happened just yesterday. But look, to me, the second debate is not going to be as interesting as the first debate because we saw the people that we wanted to see. And now that we've seen them, we may not want to watch the second debate. We know that Donald Trump's not going to be there.
Yeah.
And Fox Business Network, they're the entity that will be in charge of debate number two.
Unless he changes his mind, then all of a sudden it's a pay-per-view event.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump shows up, it changes everything. I think he'll go when it gets down to a few, maybe two, three, four of them, I think. But I don't think right now, if he showed up in that melee last night, it would have been a wrestling match and it would have been just get a moment, and, right? Get him to say something.
Yeah.
Christie would have just egged him on. It'd have been because he won't stand there and take that. That's his problem. He cannot.
No.
He cannot back down from any of it. So I know you are, but what am I? I mean, it's just going to go on.
Well, you know what was surprising? I'll tell you something very surprising to me. And I forget if we spoke about this last week. I was surprised by Donald Trump's discipline yesterday because I would have thought, knowing Donald Trump, the way I know Donald Trump, that he would have posted on social media in real time while watching the debate.
And he
refrained from doing so. Obviously, if he did that, that would have undercut his interview that was being broadcast at the same time with Tucker Carlson. But I think it really killed him that he couldn't do that because he does love to do that. And, he refrained from doing that last night. I think he'll do it, though, on debate number two, without a doubt.
John Decker, Great Television's White House correspondent, thank you. On very little sleep, we appreciate you jumping on this morning and giving us the lowdown.
Absolutely.
And keep up your great work. We need journalism, and you're out there representing. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Thanks, Diane. Great to be on your show. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk next week for sure.
You got it. Great Television's White House correspondent is John Decker every Thursday at this hour on the Tapman's Towing phone line.
And you can always hear the show at steviejay.com if you'd like to tap into our podcast and listen back.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Tough and challenging days worth of weather on Man Beast of the Back 40 yesterday, and about the same, if not more, for the day today with temperature and humidity in mind and already an oppressive feel out there. None too far away from a boundary draped over the south end of Lake Michigan. A little disturbance will track along it, and maybe a little backdoor thunderstorm activity. We're seeing some of those big storms over parts of eastern Indiana and Ohio this morning. A couple of those may catch parts of the area later on tonight and early tomorrow. Better feel expected come the weekend and a bunch of next week, too. In the meantime, the excessive heat warning continues on. Very hot, depressively humid, highs to about 98. It'll be a record for the day. The heat index value pushing 112 or higher on a gusty southwest wind. Could be an isolated thunderstorm breaking out for tonight. Best odds after midnight. Muggy down to 75. Tomorrow, up to 92 with maybe a thunderstorm chance early and late. Drier and cooler for the weekend. Highs 80 to 85 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Join Fighting Illini football for a family reunion in Memorial Stadium on Saturday, September 2nd to open the 2023 season. Bring the whole family and enjoy the family fun in Grange Grove with bounce houses, face painting, live music, tailgating, and more. Get a family four-pack of tickets for only $49 as the Illini take on Toledo on Saturday, September 2nd. Get your tickets at fightingillini.com.
Yeah, it's here, man. Yes. Marching Illini putting in...
Oh, I know it.
12-hour days.
And Barry Hauser's videos are awesome. I love following him on Twitter and seeing all the, you know, the drum line and what they're doing. And some of the treats that, you know, alumni have been providing. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
Especially in the heat, boy.
Ooh, tough stuff.
Yeah.
7:51, it's Thursday. On Thursdays, I call my son Nathaniel, affectionately known as Nathaniel's son.
Mm-hmm.
Make it easy so you know who he is. He's in Chicago. Nathaniel!
Good morning.
How are you doing?
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
Oh, trying to stay cool. I think it's probably as hot here as it is down there.
Yeah, Chicago. It's Nathaniel's son. He does a feature. It's called Did You Know? And he educates us a little bit on stuff we did not know. So, what do you got?
Well, this morning, we have the privilege of talking about something that we all know, love, require, and actually partake in about three times a day, and that is food.
Food!
Now, however, for all of us living in the United States, a lot of food we eat, and a lot of us know, didn't originate here. We know that pizza came from Naples, Italy. Spring rolls, Thai food, Chinese food all came from Asia, and French fries came from Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
So is there any food that is really, truly American?
Hmm.
And the answer is yes. And I'll take us back to the 15th century. English colonists and other settlers were exploring the New World. And while they were doing so, they came across Caribbean islands. And on those islands, native tribes had a tradition that they discovered where they would basically take piles of sticks, they would hang fish and other meats from the sticks, build a fire, and slowly cook the meats over time. And they called this tradition barbacoa. Now, the English settlers loved this, latched onto it, because for those of us who have ever had smoked meat, we know it's the best thing since sliced bread. But what the English settlers did is they brought domesticated pigs into the mix, therefore introducing pork. And the term evolved from barbacoa to barbecue.
Hmm.
This quickly became a tradition in the founding of our country, and George Washington actually wrote in his diary about going to a barbecue in Virginia that lasted for 3 days.
Huh.
Nice.
3-day barbecue.
So, that sounds great.
I know, right? I wish we still did those. Yeah, sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
But if you're anything like me and you've ever tried smoking meat, you know that it's really not as easy as it seems.
Yeah.
I tried smoking my first pork butt last year, and I definitely had a grease fire on my hands within the first hour, but managed to salvage it and got about a pound of something edible that was pretty mediocre. But I latched onto something that was such a cool tradition and a really unique staple of our country and our culture.
I just never knew that. That's a good one. So kind of the 15th century,
right,
slow cooking the stuff. But
the history of barbecue.
Yeah, the George Washington 3-day barbecue sounds fun, but you'd be going, when are they going home? I don't know.
Right.
We have enough food.
You know, you think about it, back then you'd have to ride your horse there, so it's a big ordeal, so you might as well make a couple days out of it.
Yeah.
Could be one reason.
True. No, that's probably right. Do we have any cereal?
Yeah,
I think we're out of cereal tomorrow morning.
Think of the restroom situation.
Well, you dig a hole. What do you guys call it on the mountain? The biff? Is that what it's called there, Nathaniel?
Yeah, when you're camping, you gotta, you know, make it work sometime.
Yeah. All right, barbecue from the English settlers from the Caribbean, from the 15th century, that'd be 1450 or something. Right. Whatever that is. Anyway, good stuff. 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Remember that, Nate?
Okay.
That's right.
Thanks, Nathaniel. Great work.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you. Nathaniel's son in Chicago with, did you know, barbecue originating that long ago.
Well, and our smoking meats master griller, Tim Onstott. I wonder if he knew the throwback to barbecue history.
Well, I wonder if Tim's interested in the George Washington 3-day trip.
Right.
Go over to Tim's house, Tim and Donna. Have them cook a 3-day barbecue.
And they're probably already got their game face on for our tailgate partying, and aren't they coming into the Toledo game, which is September 2nd at 6:30?
Gail Ferrix Trucking has a...
I mean, those tailgaters are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30
p.m.
No,
it's a long day.
Exactly.
So I will see Tim in a week here.
Awesome.
Because I got to take Kent Brown. Is he still around, or did he permanently move to Florida?
And I think he's still tipping his toe into the U of I athletics. So.
Kent Brown, who retired from the University of Illinois, my job is to get him to come by and have a bite of that brisket, which could be the best brisket in the world, because Tim was at one of the biggest cook-offs in America and got a perfect score and won.
Yeah.
So he is a world-class barbecue chef.
I mean, there's stickers everywhere for Gear Ferrix Trucking Dixie Chopper. I mean, the grill is sponsored.
Yep, it's got that, but he happens to be so good. He and
NASCAR.
He and Donna is a great team, and they just boom, 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 and he's got a new cooker. And so these guys, I mean, Tim's talking about 212 degrees, and it should have been 213. Mm-hmm. It's like a golfer or a professional, anybody that is that finely tuned into why this is let way, because we had 214, it had to be 212. I mean, that's crazy. I'm just trying to get the grill lit, okay? And then we try not to burn it, and then we try not to have it too raw, because you can go too long and the thing's dry. So for steaks, if you come in my house, she's going to be red.
Right.
Because it still cooks when you take it off, and I don't like anything cooked. I mean, people get well done steaks. Why? Why would you do that? Anyway. All right, so we're going to break for the news, come back. You are welcome. If you have any thoughts on the debate from last night, I'm going to play my big montage here coming up.
Or thoughts on anything, 359-2255.
Let us know. There's a smell emanating from Kraft.
Yes.
And I know it's front page News Gazette today.
Yep.
They fixed the, treatment water?
Right.
Isn't that sewage?
I don't know.
They fixed it,
whole area near Madison Bradley, they're saying it's bad.
And Glade doesn't work on stuff like that? You have to get a helicopter to spray Glade, that freshener?
Well, I had a big farmer friend that used to plant lilac bushes. And you know, it's fine during lilac bush season, but what about the rest of the time?
I don't know what you plant to get the smell out of the area of Mattis and Bradley area.
A little bit of an odor
issue. I don't know. Not a lot you can do with that. I don't know what you do with that.
And, you know, the PR gal for Kraft Heinz is saying, we addressed the problem. It's just going to take a while for it to actually
I would guess 100-degree stale air doesn't help anything.
You're right.
217-359-2255, and I can't believe high school football's tomorrow night.
Isn't that crazy?
I think the best game in the area might be Prairie View Central at Unity, because Prairie View Central eliminated, or did Unity beat them in the playoffs?
I don't know, tight.
Prairie View Central beat Unity game one last year, but I think Unity got them back in the playoffs. Anyway, it'll be a good game, and if you've never been to Unity in Tolono, you got like AstroTurf.
Yes, we do.
It looks like a small college.
And see, my son is planning what he's going to get at the concession stand, because it's off the charts.
Is there a long wait at the concession stand?
And the grilled pork chops and things like that are just fabulous.
Awesome. News is next. Glad you're listening. It is Thursday. This is August 24, ESPN 93.5.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures, because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors, at roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by roof doctors.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456. Or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, or registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.